field.
And suppose it was just a small area.
Well, it would still be a field.
What if you had something like strawberries or watermelons?
Garden.
Any other term? Patch is what I'm looking
patches,
at.
Patches, uh-huh.
Do you use patch for an
area? Like a watermelon patch or a potato patch.
Mm-hmm. Is a patch small?
Well, either way, small or large. But it would be definitely a clearly defined area.
More so than a field, you
mean? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kinds of little fences might you have around a house or a garden?
A wire fence, which would hopefully be high enough so that the chickens could not fly over it.
What's the kind of wire that has the little points?
Oh, barbed wire. You need, now barbed wire you would find around pastures and around big fields to keep big animals at.
How about the little wooden fences that are usually painted white and they have the points on top?
Oh, picket fences.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are mostly around the front or sides of houses for looks as much as anything else.
For looks.
Mm-hmm.
How about before they had wire fences, the kind of wooden fence they had around the
split rail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other name for that one?
Not that I know of.
Okay. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you would dig holes for the
post.
And what do you wrap the wire around the?
Well, mostly I believe they would be, you don't call them a staple, but I can't. Anyway, a little wire deal that would be shaped like that would be nailed into the post and the wire would go under it like that. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, and then do you have a name for a stone or a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock that would be picked up in a field? I saw some in Kentucky after Christmas.
Yeah.
Have them in Tennessee, too.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it would just be a rock wall.
Okay. Do they have them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not a great many, but they mm-hmm. do have some.
Do you know what they used to do to make a chicken start laying, to put something in her nest to fool her?
Well, there were China eggs that people used.
You really use that term? So few people use that term. That's exactly what the item that I'm looking for there. But that's what you really call it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say something like nest egg or false egg.
Well, nest egg, of course. And I always thought about just an old egg, maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know that people did have China eggs. That
and really made out of China.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Then to carry water in, you'd use a
pail or a bucket.
What's the difference?
Not any that I can tell you.
Okay.
Because I grew up with wooden cedar buckets with a wire or a metal band mm-hmm. around them like that.
Would you call it a bucket if it were metal?
Probably a pail.
Okay, and then to carry milk in, that would be a?
That would be a pail, milk pail.
All right. And how about to take food out to the hogs?
Oh, a slop bucket.
Okay, good. And then to fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
Okay, made of what?
Iron.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it for frying in or baking in a fireplace?
Oh, yes, indeed. But we call those just pots.
Mm-hmm.
And they either sat over the coals of the legs or they hung from a piece of metal that came out from the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a skillet with legs a spider?
Yes, indeed.
You know that term?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that differ from?
Not any, really.
So is that the same as the pot you were just describing?
No, now a pot is deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now a spider would be no deeper than what we call a frying pan today.
Okay.